There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Shrine Podcast presents The Traitors. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Hannah.
And last night we found out Zach was brown bread, Jasmine's journey came to an end, and I shed a tear hearing about how each of the contestants would spend the prize money at that dinner party. Oh my God, It was emotional. Before that though, we had gold masks, hooded figures, hieroglyphics and a sacred sword in the challenge where Claudia dressed as her own fringe. OMG. Today, Hannah has got your recap of Season 2, Episode 11, OMG, and Brendan has your thoughts and theories. But before that, how is everyone? Happy Friday. We've been paid. We're almost at the end of the month, and I'm sad this is coming to an end, but sure luck.
No. I wonder, are we going to cry at tonight's episode? I mean, the end of last night's was getting emotional enough.
Yeah, I think they want us to. I probably will cry.
Yeah, I was like, I cried a few tears at the end of last year's. I thought going into this episode that Claudia was going to look like she was dressed like a crow, but you've nailed it. She was dressed as her own fringe.
Whoever said that on Twitter did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely hilarious. I went into last night's episode saying, Harry deserves to win. I want it to be him, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, do you know what? Jazz and Andrew, you know, it could be either of them now. I wouldn't be horrified. I want Jazz to get the money on behalf of the Faithfuls. But Andrew is a traitor. I'm like, Andrew really deserves it.
I just think that they might think that once they get one more traitor out, like if they if Harry flips it on Andrew and ends up like fucking him out of the last round table, they will think that they're done.
Yeah.
And yeah, if there's one traitor there, obviously it's the rules of the game. They haven't won.
See, they have to all collectively agree to decide to end the game. And I think unless they get another traitor, they really say, here, listen, Ross was obviously the last one.
Yeah, they could do
it. And there was no murder last night.
No murder, so
I did. That does make sense. There's so little of them left that it did make sense
five.
To do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I also loved the mission last night because it finally, there was a bit more to it.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Very great set that they created for that.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Guys, it kind of reminded me of like a Super Bowl halftime show performance that someone was going to pop out of and then everyone was going to turn into a dancer.
It was great. Did you see that tweet?
Hannah, you got the recap today. Take it away.
Thanks, guys. I was just going to say, did you see that tweet that someone said that they thought that monument was going to open and it was going to be Diane in her final form in the centre of it? I died laughing.
Okay. Oh my God. I would have screamed.
Recap, guys. Cute little mouse. Very cute opening with that. But the owl is back, so watch out because the owl clearly represents the traitors.
Yeah, I loved that metaphor.
You know, they slapped us across the face with it last night and the traitors struck again. It's breakfast time and Jasmine and Evie are first in and they are talking about Diane and Ross, and Jasmine thinks she'll be next to be murdered. Molly's next in the door and she is looking at Andrew thanks to Ross's parting gift. In comes Harry and he's just doing this full like 1984 double think now where he's so convinced himself he's a faithful. He does a piece to camera where he's like, how didn't the traitors try and murder me again last night? And then a big wink like the faithful are actually take a shit now at this stage. Next we get Andrew and Jazz and it turns out that it's RIP for Zach. Cut to the turret from the night before and Harry says he deserves to be in the final, which is the exact reason why they have to murder him. The man is ruthless.
I really like the way that Harry says yourself whenever he's like voting for someone to banish them. He's always like, oh, I voted for yourself, Rebecca. It's a real kind of Irish turn of phrase. Like, how are you feeling? You imagine Harry going, how are you feeling in yourself? myself.
Now, who am I to judge? But he does have 12 siblings, so I'm sure there's an Irish connection in the family tree somewhere. Okay, so they all talk about at breakfast who they're going for. We get a lot more talking scenes because there's a lot less time spent at the round table and the missions because there's a lot less people. So Molly's actually out for Andrew, and she's got this newfound voice, or maybe the editors have got this newfound reason for pushing her in the edit. Andrew is still playing on the fact that he just would not have ever used the word elusive, and he's like, exclusive? I don't even know what it means. I would have said dodgy. And then in pops Claudia and hints at an ancient history themed mission. Later, elsewhere in the castle, Harry and Andrew chat, and the plan is, let's get Jasmine out. We then learn that Andrew has a son that's the same age as Harry, which is probably pushing him to trust Harry a little bit, although he's definitely got his back up. Harry, outside, they're playing bowls, and he's on the Jasmine campaign trail. Let's get the girl banished. And they're scheming outside. And I find this actually shocking, because while some people are outside bowling and trying to get Jasmine out of the castle, in another part of the castle, Jasmine is talking to Evie about how she agrees with Zach's theory, even though we saw her at his throat the night before over it. But essentially the theory is the three people who didn't know Harry had the shield must be traitors, because he was clearly attempted to be murdered. They are just totally disregarding the fact that the traitors could have recruited. So those three people were Ross, one of which was a traitor, Jasmine, who is telling us that she is a faithful. So the only other option for Jasmine is to look at Evie, who was the last remaining person that did know Harry held that shield.
And they're both the Spider-Man meme to each other then, you know. They're like, listen, I think it's you. And like, I think it's you, love. And I was like, listen, it could be a traitor, guys. Please, someone figure it out.
Please, someone figure it out. Like, we're screaming at the telly at this stage. So Molly Godlover believes Harry is fully faithful, and he's starting to feel guilty. But Molly has this new drive. Like, she wants the money, but she does say she will be happy if Harry makes it to the final where she's just blinded by the man. Harry later hears Molly's theory.
Saw that Brill cream.
And the earring. Yeah. Harry later hears Molly's theory on Andrew. And he will do what he needs to do, sort of army style. So like, if he needs to get Andrew out, even though he really likes him, he's like, look, I've been in the army. Sometimes you have to make really tough decisions, and I'll make it. Then he does a piece to camera where he says, quote, he's talking about the mission. I know mad facts. Like, for example, like, if you stretch out a human DNA, it would go to the sun and back. So like, ancient history, times. I'm all over this. And I'm like, sorry, what part of that fact is ancient history, pet? So, you know, best of luck to him. Now, we're in a field and Claudia is in the five-wig dress. And
oh, my God.
They're at an ancient place of worship, okay? It's called the Traitor's Monument, and this is the scene for today's mission. There are figures in maroon cloaks surrounding the monument with gold masks. I think we were all hoping that they were past competitors.
Yes, 100%.
I'd hope for a breakout dance routine.
And I love that for you. And I think in both
brand. Okay, yeah,
that's fine. And I think about
love don't cost a thing. Whip off the mask. Yeah, I don't know. That's where my head went.
And we love you for it. And I think we were robbed of both of those opportunities last night. So the mission is to answer a series of puzzles to unlock the monument and discover the secrets. And can I just tell you guys very quickly, the only app that I've ever paid for, because I just don't believe in paying for apps, was this game that I got addicted to during COVID called The Room. And it's essentially,
you're about to say Farmville.
No, there's five different ones of it, and I keep actually, I've gone so nerdy now, I keep, like, I'm not a gamer, but I keep checking the Twitter page of the company that made it because I enjoyed it so much, to see if they're going to release another one. And it's essentially like breaking into that monument. So there's like different like things in the room, and it looks really beautiful, and you have to solve puzzles. And if you're into the traders, you'll probably be into it. Now it's about €6 now, you'd be broke, but your I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You weren't spending the money going out during COVID.
Wouldn't be doing that before payday in January, would you?
But I thoroughly recommend it. If this mission was for you, have a look at The Room, and if they want to sponsor us, shrinepod@gmail.com. So you can earn £7,000 from this mission. However, there is no shield, because Claudia reveals there will be no murder that night. Now, they have to do a number of different, crack a number of different puzzles, and up first they are translating hieroglyphics. And the hieroglyphics sort of, like, they kind of, there's basically a key on a stone, and the hieroglyphics eventually spell out that they need to remove the stars, which are sections of the monument, and insert the poles, which I believe Rebecca's backup dancers were holding. And sorry, guys. It started then to rain, and I don't think they had predicted this, because I would have done a wig-themed umbrella to match Claudia's outfit, but they just had a piece of shite.
Sorry, Hannah, a wig-themed umbrella would have been everything.
Imagine, you can only see the bottom half of her face, but it's because of the wig on the umbrella.
I would like to have seen, like, this mission. It was very extravagant and it looked great, and they made it look brilliant.
You would have looked funny, and then, you know, like, into a medley of maybe on the floor in a cat suit.
No, what I was going to say was, I would love to have seen the behind the scenes. You know, like the fact that they're turning the poles, like none of that was doing it. It was a cardboard bloody thing in a field that they just popped up 10 minutes earlier, and it was starting to get wet because it was raining. I'd say they were like, we need this thing to flap open immediately. They made it look really good, but I'd say actually in reality, it probably wasn't all that, you know, wow.
No, I think it was. Imagine the moment where it starts to rain. They're like, just anyone. Fucking umbrella for Claudia. I say it was wigs. Okay, so everyone's up the walls, basically in the middle of... We skipped thoroughly ahead. Okay, so they've to remove the stars and insert the poles. It starts to rain. Claudia's umbrella, not a wig. Okay, so they need to next solve a riddle, which leads them to the clue of a dragon. And there are different symbols on the back of the backup dancers, and they basically need to turn the eye symbol on the monument towards the backup dancer with the dragon on his cloak. Okay, you all with me? I honestly feel like the producers went out for a few drinks and came up with this one, because they next need to chant the name of the murdered players in order while turning the eye of the monument 90 degrees while Evie is banging a Bowron over to the side. And when they've done that,
I loved the eye.
Very Marcella.
It was very Marcella. Also, it was very Hocus Pocus. Boo.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
mystical,
very book.
Yeah.
And then the monument starts to smoke, and I was like, guys, this is the best television show I've ever watched.
It was giving me sort of Stars in Their Eyes vibes. I honestly thought Diane was going to come out.
Tonight, Matthew,
I'm going to be Madonna.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be my own hairstyle.
Yeah, tonight, Matthew, I'm returning to win the whole effing thing. So the monument smokes and it opens to reveal a rock with swords stuck inside. So then the backup dancers leave. It was like the Super Bowl. They just all go off to one side, out of there, and the music
for the ballad.
Rebecca ballad comes segment. Out, one single spotlight and a microphone.
I think Bailamos.
Jesus.
One of the best known ballads, of course.
Yay.
Is it his dad?
No, it's Julio. That's Moonlight Lady.
Lads, what the fuck is happening on this episode?
I don't know.
I watch Super Bowl halftime show performances when I'm drunk, and I always go back.
Are you
and
drunk
I'm like,
now?
No, I'm always like, Lady Gaga's or J-Lo, what was better? And I go through the two of them, and I'm like, well, Gaga jumped out in the air. J-Lo did the pole. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, she's the core fitness. She's really. Anyway, I just kept thinking the Super Bowl. There's something wrong with me.
Back to the treasures.
The Gaga jumps out. The Gaga jump
yeah,
was everything.
Yeah, the end, yeah.
The end. Okay, let's pull it back here for a moment, because we actually are really under time constraints. So each person gets the chance to pull a sword from a stone, okay?
That's a Chateaubriandies.
I'm sweating.
I think we're so stressed we lost the hell of ourselves. Sorry,
yeah, and can I just tell you, I have...
Derailed the episode.
Derailed. I have fully wet hair from the shower, and if I don't brush this into a centre part, I'm fucked and I have to get back in, and I really don't have the time. So let's go. The person who pulls the sacred stone makes a big decision, and of course, golden balls. Harry pulls it out. He can take the 7K for himself. Everyone is up his arse in the Jeeps because he decided not to, but I'm not being bad. We didn't do the podcast last year, but I fed back myself to probably you guys. They need to increase that amount to like 25 grand. They need to make that an amount that someone really would take. And then that would, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
I wouldn't turn my nose up at 7K having a pot to piss in after renovating this house. But at the end of the day, day, it's not enough, I don't think.
Yeah, the jeopardy isn't really there. Yeah.
No, it's not. So he didn't take it. Everyone obsessed with the man. Everyone but Jazlock Holmes. So we have hope there, and we'll put an asterisk there. So later back in the castle, Harry and Andrew talk, and Harry says, look, he really doesn't want to backstab him, and Andrew likes him, but he doesn't trust him, and everyone's kind of up the walls.
Guys,
at this
the way they keep talking to each other in the castle, I'm like, would you ever stop?
Yeah,
I know they weren't meeting that night.
It's the Supremes all over again.
They weren't meeting that night to murder someone, so I guess they had to, but I'm like, oh my God, I would be skulking around doors if I was a faithful in that house.
Guys, I would
you'd look so shifty, you'd
walls.
Look like you were a traitor. Yeah.
I would be in walls, I'd be in drawers, I'd be concealed against paintings. Like,
she's in the snag again.
She'd be everywhere. Eyes and ears everywhere. Yeah, they're getting very confident now. But I suppose there's only three other people, and if they're aware where they are in the castle, I suppose you can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's up the walls. People don't know where to vote, but Jazza is just doing a lot of listening. Now, hang on, okay? So Andrew is saying, if I go look at a certain person, okay, so he's talking to Jazz and Evie, and he's like, if I go, you guys need to look at Harry. Now, I am very impressed with Andrew for doing that, because I didn't think he had that kind of like slyness in him, but that's what you need.
He knows they were going to come for him, though, because Molly kept saying it from the night before, so he needs to have some sort of, you know, something to go in with, you know, that way. But yeah, I'm like, maybe we all underestimated Andrew a bit.
I think we all did, including Harry, and I hope it's his downfall. But Jazz doesn't bite here. He's holding his Harry cards very close to his chest. So it is round table time, bitches. And are they meant to think that there are no traitors left? Because Claudia comes in and announces that they've caught four. Mm. There's no merger that night. So I wonder if that will play a part in tomorrow's sort of final banishment.
Yeah, maybe. It could do.
It's kind of good they've done that, though, because they can't know for sure that there are no...
You would
you know,
probably think, I reckon if I was sitting around that table right now and I was like, we've got four, I would probably think that there's one left, not two.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So Jasmine begins, and she is going for Evie for the reasons that she explained earlier, thanks to Zach. Evie shoves it back on her. Hello, why is nobody considering recruitment? Like, it's just not on the table at all. Evie then masterfully deflects to Andrew, who dodges the attack back onto Jasmine. But did Ross point at Andrew to save her? So that's what they're wondering now. Were Ross and Jasmine traitors together, and his parting gift of like putting Andrew on his slate was potentially to save Jasmine? That gets brought up. Jasmine says she wouldn't have hung around with Ross, so obviously if they were both traitors. And then Jasmine and Evie have the most chilling of girl fights, where it's a lot of like, okay, babe, and just whatever you think, babe. And it's all very calm, but it's cutting. And if I was involved in that, I would have been bawling. And it just shows that the power of Zach lingers on. So it's time to vote. And Molly's up first, and she's going for Andrew. She's becoming very interesting lately. Andrew's next, and he goes for Jasmine. Jasmine goes for Evie, with Evie going for Jasmine. No surprises there. And finally, Harry and Jazatha go for Jasmine, and we see Jasmine out. We get an emotional goodbye. She's tearing up at the end. We get a second bow, the first one we've seen since Paul. And I thought Evie said, well, fuck, but I think what she actually said is, we're fucked. And she's not wrong.
Either way, she's not wrong.
She is not wrong. In comes Claudia, and she's actually in great form. She has a surprise, and she is throwing the five finalists a dinner party. And it's actually gorgeous, guys. Like, if this was a wedding event, you'd be thrilled. It's bagpipes, the decor is stunning. Everybody looks great. The breakfast room has been transformed, and they're all sitting around. I think they got sushi, very glamorous. And
yeah, I think at this stage last year, what she did was she brought them all outside for champagne, and then they'd more drinks. And I wondered if in last year's one, they were basically trying to like, not get them drunk, but like get them a bit loose-lipped to like fuck shit up.
Oh,
and then last night it was more sit down, a bit more, you know, reserved, but lovely nonetheless.
It was lovely to hear about more of their life stories and what they do with the money. And yeah, you, I think when you're watching shows like this, even though we know it's not real and, you know, people aren't bad people if they're traitors, yeah, and X, yeah, Y, and Z, it, you know, it just brought a more human side to the whole thing. We got to know them a bit more.
Would like to have seen more of their personal stories just sprinkled throughout the series, but I guess that's really fucking hard to do when, yeah, you've got 22 people's stories to tell, yeah.
Yeah, true. So I've just written down, it's the sob story segment here, really. We're gone full X Factor. We're getting everyone's individual
stories.
Well,
I was
stories. Sobbing. Yeah, Andrew really got me, and this is why I just want him to win, and or Jazatha. And then they start to talk about how they would spend the money. And in my opinion, I read this scene as the last challenge for the traders, because you've come this far, but now you have to sit here and listen to these people, some of whom have really valid reasons for wanting this money and have great plans for it. And you have to be willing to take that away from them on the following night to benefit yourself. And I think it's really interesting. Andrew came across really strong here. So did Molly, so did Jazz. And then Claudia comes in with the announcement that everyone is a finalist, and tomorrow night they will keep banishing until they are sure there are no traitors left and someone is walking away with the prize pot.
OMG. It's going to be some finale tonight. I felt like last night's episode was really gearing up to something very dramatic happening tonight. Hannah, thank you for your fabulous recap. We're going to hear all your thoughts and theories after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we've got your thoughts and theories. First up, your voice notes. You know we love to hear from you. You can send us a voice note on our website at any time, shrinepodcast.com. Up first, is Jazatha Christie about to win the lot? Daniel has high hopes for the faithful.
I've got a theory about what Jazz's hard evidence could be. So the people that didn't know that Harry got a shield were Jasmine, Evie and Ross. And they found out that Ross was a traitor and Jasmine was a faithful. So if Evie's voted out tomorrow and the faithfuls find out that she was a faithful, then that means that at least one of the people that knew Harry had a shield must have been a traitor. So why would the traitors attempt to kill Harry if they knew that he had a shield? That means that he is a traitor. There's no other explanation. But the thing is, are the faithfuls actually smart enough to figure that out, because they've not been too sharp the rest of the season? Can't lie. But all you can really do is have faith in the faithfuls.
Have faith in the faithfuls, Daniel, indeed. Roz is giddy for a final round table showdown.
Jazz has got to go after Harry tomorrow night at the round table. They almost know that there's two traitors left. There's no way the producers would have left them on a round table tonight with only one traitor, because what if that traitor had been banished and then the game's over a day early? So they must know there's two of them. He's sure one of them is Harry. This is his only chance to get him out. He must know that the traitors have all been turning on each other. So if he goes after Harry, he knows that the other traitor will back him, whoever that may be. I think it's his only chance. He doesn't want to end up around that fire pit tomorrow, because Molly and Harry will back each other right to the end. So he's got to go at the round table. Enough keeping his powder dry. He just needs to go for it.
Like, it could honestly, so just the whole fire pit ceremonial pouch situation could just, it could go any way. But I feel like it's a real exclusive club to be in Claudia's final five. I feel like she really takes you into like her bosom if you're a part of her final
five. I'd say you get her WhatsApp.
I think you do. I would say you do. I would hope so. Also, hi and thanks to Rachel Kavanagh from Down Under, who did send us a voice note. But unfortunately, Rachel, we couldn't really hear it. But happy Australia Day to you anyway, my love. Thank you for listening. We've got some of your DMs from Insta. We're at Shrine Pod. Sinead O'Toole says, guys, I'm actually, this is in reference to yesterday's podcast episode. Sinead says, guys, I'm actually deceased here listening to you trying to figure out Foes, and you watched it and were shown the answer already. I'm dead. You're so gas. We got there in the end, Sinead. Jimmy says, I'm praying Jazz comes into his own and keeps throwing red in and won't let Harry win. Because they do get to decide when to end the game. So you've got a red ceremonial pouch and a green one.
Jazz needs to come with the receipts.
He does.
He needs to come with the strongest case that anyone would be convinced afterwards. Yeah. He needs to start that conversation tonight at the round table and say, hi, this is this and that and this and this and this is the shield and goodbye.
Yeah, and just tie the whole thing
like,
up.
Molly, just because you're friends with him and Harry's a nice guy doesn't mean he hasn't played a great game.
Jazz has been the best faithful the whole way through.
100%. And he does, in a way, Harry does deserve to win it. And so does Jazz, because they've both been playing a good game, either cracking it or creating it.
Yeah. Got some of your emails now, shrinepod@gmail.com. Lauren says, two traitors can win tonight, but we know this is highly unlikely as Harry is planning to backstab Andrew. For the traitors to succeed at each banishment, they only need to convince one faithful to vote the same as them, as the numbers are so low, aka Molly. If they were planning to win together via banishments, I think the following order will be the most likely. First banishment, Evie. Second banishment, Jazz. Third banishment and the ultimate betrayal, Molly.
Molly, I do think Molly is going to be left standing with either Harry on her own or Harry and Andrew. I think that Evie's going to go first. Jazz mightn't be able or have enough time to convince. Yeah. And will Molly believe though without like that there's no more traitor? No, I think it's going to be Molly and Harry
will believe
at the end.
Anything Harry
I
says.
Think it's going to be Molly and Harry at the end. I think Andrew's going to be the sacrificial lamb, and that Evie and Jazz mightn't be able
Molly's
to.
Molly's face, if she stood face to face with Harry.
Oh
my God, no. She'll never trust anyone again. Lauren says, as you can tell, I'm far too invested in the game, but I will be getting the fizzy rosé in for tonight's final. Michelle says that she read an interview with Claudia that Claudia did before series 2 aired, right? In it, Claudia said, if you watch the first series, you work out that actually how to win is to be lovable and inoffensive and be close to the traitor. Mm. So Michelle says, Molly is very close to Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read someone posted up one of the days that Harry has gotten so far, because obviously he's playing a good game and all, but Harry is like, the women want to mother him because he's a young fella, some of them. The lads want to be friends with him. Do you know what I mean? And it's just that personality type that he's
just
the nice guy, and he's really good in the challenges, and much like season one, do you know?
We've got your tweets at TryandPod. Wayne says, I think the producers have been editing it to show a build up of Harry's cockiness to make his downfall more dramatic.
Yes, and they also have been kind of hanging back too much of Jazz talking about Harry.
Yeah.
We only got that again last night to set up tonight's finale.
Courtney says, I needed a Jazzatha Christie to team up with Evie and Andrew and get Harry out. If they banish Evie first, it's game over for the faithful. Rachel says, desperate for Jazlock Holmes to solve it at the last minute and out Harry, but will he realise that there are two of them? This is the question.
Ooh.
I think with only five left, you probably think there's only one traitor there.
Yeah.
Danny says, I think Evie goes first. Then it becomes Jazz and Molly versus Andrew and Harry. No chance that Molly votes Harry out, and Harry knows that. A very fair point as well. Anne Marie says, Evie has to work out that it's Harry based on it now being a fact that Zach's theory was wrong. But whether she's able to team up with Jazz at this late stage, I just don't know. And then even if they clock Harry, Anne-Marie says Andrew will be overlooked.
See, it just depends.
They've got to get both of them.
If Andrew starts to go for Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do need another traitor, though. I wouldn't be satisfied if I was a faithful finishing that game without a traitor.
Yeah. Vic says, yeah, go on.
They'll get one, but I'm so worried about the fact that there's two left. I just don't think they're gonna cop it.
No. No, it will be a miracle if they first of all have to realize there's two traitors, and second of all they've got to get the exact two traitors. It's a hard one.
Come on, Jazzatha.
Vic Mann says, here's how I see it. And it might be wishful thinking. Harry decides to blindside Andrew at the round table, mm-hmm. hoping everyone will assume all traitors are then gone.
Yeah.
So they're like, yes, we got the last one. Chairs are flying. Harry is like, that's it, guys. Final four of us. We're off. Let's go to the fire pit. Green all the way. Split the money.
They'll need to have banished Jazz and Evie then. It'll just be Molly and Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kerr says, I think Evie's going to be banished. Molly will insist Andrew is banished and Harry will back her. Jazz will dramatically reveal his thoughts on Harry, yeah. but I don't think he will sway Molly, leaving her and Harry to have one awkward magic dust campfire chat.
That's the one. That's the one, I think.
Here are some other tweets just generally tweeted into the universe, not at us. Super TV says, I think there are two ideal scenarios which will make TV history. Evie is banished first because of the Zach theory. Then Harry throws Andrew under using Molly's trust to get her vote. Mm. Harry steals the money from right in front of Jazz and Molly. Or two, Harry throws Andrew under the bus first, giving Evie time to connect the dots on Harry and the shield, convincing Jazz to side with her. They banish Harry. Molly tries to end the game, lol, and all three faithful will win.
Oh my God.
It could go anyway. And finally, we're going to end on this tweet. David, who has the handle at BetBinch, what a great name. David says, the gays must have whiplash the way we've all pivoted from cracking. Which one is Evie again? Jokes for 4 weeks. To immediately stanning her the moment she revealed she's got a missus.
Yes, and I'm so sorry. I forgot to put that in my recap. But yes, she just dropped that
it's
in.
It's really nice. I love the way in season one as well with, was her name Andrea, the yes. older lady?
Andrea, yeah. Yes.
It's just, there's no big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's just no big deal to the point where it doesn't even need to be in a recap. Guys, we did a poll.
No.
To ask our Twitter followers who they think will reign victorious at tomorrow's finale, the traitors or the faithful, and the traitors have come out on top with 72.1% of the vote, followed by the faithful with just 27.9%.
Oh my God. Well, guys, only a few hours to go until we find out. No matter what happens, though, it's been such an incredible series.
So good.
And we do know tonight's finale is going to be truly treacherous because it's 70 minutes in length, so shit is going down, darlings. We will be back tomorrow morning dissecting the dramatic finale of The Traitor Season 2. Get that fizzy rosé out and strap in for a, I wouldn't call it a glass box spectacular, but what will we say?
A fire pit spectacular.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Red gloves, ceremonial pouches, let's go.
We want to hear from you tomorrow. Were you satisfied with tonight's finale? You can DM us at Shrine Pod on social, send us a voice note via our website, and give us an old review, rate us, you know.
Please,
I really
do.
Appreciated the new ones. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but loads Claudia of new Winkleman. Ones.
Claudia Winkleman said she was on the One Show and they asked her where she's going to be watching the final. She says, in her bed with her puppy under her duvet. And she said that wasn't a euphemism.
Where are you guys watching it tonight and what will you be wearing? I don't know why I asked that. I keep thinking of like those scenes of like Diane lunging.
I will be in Mon House on my new couch and I will be in pyjamas, but I would hope that anyone that is in a position to drink would have a fizzy rosé on my behalf.
I'm going to get a fizzy rosé. Okay. I'm sitting at home in my furry blanket and I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be on the sofa in tracksuit bottoms and I might partake in a fizzy rosé just for our Diane.
Yeah, and I'll wear a satin robe.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
have the fire on. I might even throw my own ceremonial pouch into it afterwards in excitement.
Oh my drama. Gosh, I love it.
Well, that's it from us. Enjoy tonight. I'm nervous. We're excited. And we will chat to you in the morning. Stay faithful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.